This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm John Hockenberry. It's a campaign story. It's also a national security story. The launch of a advanced missile by Iran at the start of the presidential campaign in Iran suggests that the campaign is going to be all about Iran's defiance of the world's concern about its nuclear program. Is that the case? John Line, BBC Tehran correspondent, joining us from Tehran.
Well, maybe that's what President Ahmadinejad would like it to be about, but the other candidates would like it to be about the economy, which they say is in a real mess, and they blame him. And it was interesting. I went to a meeting of one of the candidates' campaigns this morning, one of the opposition candidates, and they were trying to link President Ahmadinejad's foreign policy with the bad state of the economy, blaming him for Iran's international financial isolation and financial sanctions, which they said were damaging the economy.
So, John Line, is it possible that these remarks from Hillary Clinton might be persuasive to Iranian voters? Listen.
Our goal is to persuade the Iranian regime that they will actually be less secure if they proceed with their nuclear weapons program.
Less secure and more economically unstable. Is that persuasive, John Line?
I think that would be the pitch from some of the opposition candidates here as well. But on the other hand, President Ahmadinejad, you know, does a good line in defiance and in trying to stir national pride, and obviously tries to play that nationalist card.
Now, how were the candidates chosen here? Because it seems to me the selection process casts some doubt about the fairness of this election.
They allow pretty much anybody to register. You only have to sign your own name. You haven't got to leave any money or anything. And then a thing called the Guardian Council whittles down the list, and the criteria are in the constitution say that they must be personalities. Rajul is an Arabic word, who are political and religious personalities, which I think really means eminent personalities. It's not quite clear in the constitution whether that allows women to stand, but they've all been disqualified. And so have all of the 425-odd candidates who applied, except, to be fair, the main four. And I think most people would have said that the four people who have been left on the ballot paper are the four leading candidates.
Right, so all 42 women registered were ruled out. Now, you mentioned the word Rajul. Is that Arabic or is that Farsi word?
It's an Arabic word. Rather confusingly, they've used
right.
an Arabic word in the Constitution. So people here have to work out precisely what that means. And of course, there's a legalistic argument about whether it is a word meaning exclusively men or meaning eminent personalities. But anyway, that interpretation is made by the Guardian
right.
Council, which is a group of elderly clerics and jurists, and they have no doubt that it's going to be men.
John Line, finally, before we go, where does the launch of this missile or the announcement of the launch of this missile stand as the details emerge this morning?
I think it was clearly intended for some political purpose. It's not quite clear what, but I think the best guess is that it was an attempt by President Ahmadinejad to grab the limelight on the day that the candidates were announced, to show exactly where he's coming from, which is defiance and national pride, as he was put it. It's nothing particularly groundbreaking in that we've already seen the launch of one of these missiles before, but in the bigger picture, it is quite a... It's one of the longest-range missiles, one of the most advanced missiles Iran has got. And on the other side, on your side of the water, it's interesting that Washington didn't seem to want to take the bait. There was not much condemnation, so there wasn't the kind of big international fuss about it that perhaps President Ahmadinejad was looking for when he personally made the announcement about the launch of this missile test.
Well, a missile launch perhaps breaks the mold of this sort of tit-for-tat taking of the bait between the U.S. and Washington. John Line, BBC Tehran correspondent, covering the beginning of the presidential election in Iran. Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.